This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. We are the live radio talk program where you can call and take control of the airwaves and talk about anything. Anything that's on your mind, you can talk about it. We are maybe the only radio program that allows that to happen. The telephone number for you, if you'd like to do so, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. On this Friday night edition, it is myself, the captain, in the hosting seat, and joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we have a special guest that we're going to attempt to...
I love that.
We're going to put on the air. I'm not going to reveal who the special guest is until you hear his or her voice come over the airwaves. Special guest, are you with us?
Hey, it's Ian calling from jail. Or the spiritual retreat, as I prefer to call it.
We got you on the air.
Welcome.
Hey there.
I love that technology exists, that we can do this.
At $2.50 for the first minute, and then 28 cents a minute for every minute after that.
Hey, wow. That sounds cheap compared to some of the 900 lines I used to call back. Oh wait.
Oh no! Did you really call those things?
No, I lived in a house with like three other, you know, 20-something people, and and one day we got a bill for like $1,900.
Oh wow!
And it was because one of the roommates, not me, but one of the roommates had, you know, done so repeatedly.
Is that like a naughty chat?
It is, yeah. It's okay. it's like the audio porn line.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they would charge.
There actually used to be a show that was on something called E-Yada. It was like 20 years ago. It was one of the first streaming networks on the internet a long time ago. They had a bunch of different shows. One of them was called The Dan and Scott Show, and they did something they called the Triple X Files, where they would actually call up these 900 lines and just try to mess with the people on the other end. They would like pretend to be like some Indian guy calling from like a gas station or something like that. And the interesting thing was, like, these girls, they're not interested in you getting off. They're interested in keeping you on the line.
Right.
So they, and really a lot of these guys call because they're lonely. And so that's actually what they want. They just want someone to talk to. They want someone to listen to them. And a lot of strippers will tell you the same thing. So apparently if you do call those things, it's really more they try to just keep you talking.
It's funny you say that, because I knew a girl who worked for a very large cable company that I will not name because I hate them. She worked like sort of the night shift, and she would get the guys who didn't want to pay for this type of a service calling in and asking about what titles they had available for pay-per-view for their adult titles in an attempt to get girls to read the naughty words that were obviously contained in these titles to them, so that they could get this like pseudo sex chat for free by calling into the cable company that had like a 24-hour call center.
That's crazy that somebody just can't get a girl to talk to them that bad.
That's just funny. I don't know any other way to phrase it.
I mean, in a way, it's creative, right? Like, who would think to do that?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody really desperate for
right.
Attention.
What kind of position do you have to be in to go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the cable company, and I'm going to see if I can get some girl to recite the adult titles to me so that I can have
dire,
my happy time.
A dire situation.
This sounds like somebody living in a very rural area who's, you know, literally doesn't have anybody around them to, you know, have fun with.
Yeah. We spent a bit of time, Ian, on the Biden's plan, which, you know, is going to need to jump through several hoops, of course, to ban menthol cigarettes. I'm just curious what your thoughts on banning menthol cigarettes, because they're not trying to ban, like, all cigarettes. They're just trying to ban, like, one specific flavor.
Yeah, didn't they already do that in Massachusetts last year?
No, it was flavored vapes. And
they're still flavored vapes. I thought they went after both flavored vapes and menthol.
Oh, I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. I think you're right, Ian. I think they did go after more than just... I think there were multiple stories on this, so...
They specifically went after mango, I was told by someone from there, which is so weird to me.
Yeah, I remember there being a racism component of the banning of menthol cigarettes last year.
Well, yeah, because they're incredibly popular with black people.
Right, right.
Ian, you're spot on, at least according to my insanely quick internet search. Since June 1st, 2020, Massachusetts has banned the sale of flavored tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes.
Wow, so you really just can't get menthol cigarettes in Massachusetts right now?
Oh, of course you can. You just have to come up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you have to drive to New Hampshire or Rhode Island or wherever to go and bring them and then smuggle them across.
Or, black market, of course. I'm sure you can still find
them.
So here's,
I mean, New Hampshire, if you're in Boston, it's not that far to jump up to Portsmouth or whatever's right across the border.
Right, yeah, that's true. Here's my problem with government banning cigarettes of any flavor or variety or whatever, is they're taxed hugely. Like, most of what you spend on a pack of cigarettes is tax. So if they're going to ban, you know, maybe, in depending on the area, the largest flavors, right, menthol in this case, they're going to screw themselves out of revenue, which then, of course, at some point they're going to be like, well, we're not making as much money off of taxing cigarettes as we used to. We're going to have to raise another tax over here.
Sure.
Maybe they already did that. Maybe that's in with the same bill.
I did hear some of the Biden speech the other night because, unfortunately, Red Sox was on the station that's carrying Free Talk Live up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tuning around, and I had to catch some of it. And apparently they're going to, if they pass this big spending bill, they're going to have government-funded preschool. And I think for, like, 3- and 4-year-olds. And also government-funded daycare, which basically means if you want your daycare to get that money, you've got to jump through their hoops and have their curriculum. So we're going to have total government control over daycare and preschool.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh,
that's just disgusting.
They want your kids for, like, 2 or 3 more years earlier. That's crazy, OMG.
And I read a transcript. I didn't watch the speech, but I read it. I think it was a transcript that also mentioned something about government-funded community college.
Yes.
After that.
Yep.
So,
oh my God, no.
Like, I mean, oh my gosh, they already have your children for, what is it, 12 years?
13,
And they can't even get more than, you know, there's, what is it, 1 in 5 who graduate are functionally illiterate? So what is it that they expect they're going to do with another 2 to 4 years with your children?
Total indoctrination. I mean, make them do the pledge. Make them believe in, global warming or whatever other, you know, political propaganda they want to shove down their throats, COVID, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and by the way, how about the sports team? I forget which one it was that is going to give away donuts and beer and have a segregated section for those who are vaccinated. Did you hear about that?
What? Do you remember what team?
I don't. I'm sure if you look it up, though, you could probably find it. I heard it on the radio the other day. It's like, you know, if you ever think for a moment that this is all about health,
Look
at what they're bribing people with to try to get them to take the vaccine. Here, you can have some donuts and beer because we care about your health.
Donuts and beer, the magical fruit.
I did a search, and, of course, we did cover the Krispy Kreme. That's the infamous donut shop that makes, I mean, their donuts really are delicious. I've had them. They just kind of melt in your mouth. But I didn't find, there was nothing with beer immediately, but I did find donuts and weed among the freebies retails offer to vaccinated Americans.
Sounds healthy.
I mean, I had the COVID. I don't know if you're aware of that, Ian.
Yeah.
I had it, and then I got over it. And so because, like, now I have a personal perspective on it. None of these things ever mention what happens to people who had it and got over it. Are you able to hang out with us?
I'm going to call Bonnie and talk to her for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You're, of course, welcome to any time that you get the chance to. It was great to hear you. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it as well.
This show has made me want a donut and a cigarette.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. We'll be right back.
Yes. That's right. You are correct. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We do have a call on hold, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this insanely important and world-changing information. If you are already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Again, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Mr. Gandhi calling in. He wants to talk about taking a walk. Is that right?
Yes, yes, Mr. Ass.
I will let you. I will let you call me that, Mr. Gandhi.
I'd like to be referred to as Bitcoin Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
If I were to be referred, you do not know what. You not know, want to know what must happen to me for me to become a Mahatma, and I do not want it to happen.
All right, well then, it sounds bad, so I also don't want it to happen. So tell us about this exercise that you plan on getting, Mr. Bitcoin Gandhi.
It's a great deal of exercise. I've already been practicing for it, and I am going to be committing an act of civil disobedience against the federal government in Ooh. Protest of the attack upon Free Talk Live.
That's
and,
awesome.
As I mentioned the other night, I will be imitating the Mahatma's 24-day-long salt march.
So what is this salt march?
The salt march was an illegal gathering of salt crystals from the sea in violation of British law, and which Mr. Gandhi was in fact allowed to do and was not arrested for, I think, until perhaps later, if it was for that at all, I'm not sure. But our disobedience will be against, or at least my own disobedience will be against the federal speech restrictions. There is a law against more like a policy, against distribution of handbills and at federal buildings.
Wait, what? Are you for real? Do they just ignore like the Constitution?
You are well aware of their propensity to ignore the Constitution, as I am sure.
Well, yeah, we are very, very aware here at Free Talk Live. So how long is the walk that you're going to take, Bitcoin Gandhi?
24 days in imitation of the Mahatma.
And where are you starting and where are you ending? Are you starting in Keene?
The beginning is Keene. The end is Concord. But we will visit many sites around the state to commemorate government abuses which have been committed there. We will be beginning at the Mighty Moose March, which was raided by the federal government on 3/16.
Yep, I was there.
I wanted to provide updates, however, since I have already reported these previous matters.
Okay. And so, Assumably, you are attempting to attract other folks to join you in this journey, are you not?
That is correct, and it is likely that there are other folks in this state who have grievances against the central government, but it would be my honor to accept any written grievance against local or state government as well, as they are both funded often armed and trained by the torture state in Washington.
This is a fantastic idea, Bitcoin Gandhi. What else can you tell us about the journey and what your plans are?
I neglected on my previous call to provide the URL that people could visit in order to participate and know more. It is bitcoingandhi.net, and the spelling of Gandhi is often misdone, but it is G-A-N-D-H-I, bitcoingandhi.net.
G-A-N-D-H-I, bitcoingandhi.net. Gotcha.
Additionally, I have scheduled a test march in order to hopefully obtain better photographs. And that test march is to begin outside the post office in Keene on May 3rd. You may learn more about the May 3rd test protest at bitcoingandhi.net.
So when is
what's the date for that?
When's the official march going to kick off? Have you set a date?
May the 9th, Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. The owners of the Mighty Moose March are said to be disappointed that I have picked that day. It is now rather locked in, they, I think, would have benefited if I had picked a Saturday, where they are closed on Sunday. So I'm requesting donations to the Mighty Moose March. I do not know how one would go about making them, but we will perhaps have a donation box and a cryptographic address which people may make donations to the Mighty Moose March, which was rated, since they will not be able to shop there on that day.
Oh, nice. Chris, will the Bitcoin Embassy be open that day? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
But certainly...
I just thought you'd have a better idea than I would, so...
I don't know about... I don't know. This is the first time that I am hearing of this... Of this march, so...
Okay, because Bitcoin Gandhi called in once before on a previous episode of Free Talk Live to talk about this, but this is the first time he's called in when I've been here, and I've been able to get my questions answered.
My gut feeling is it's probably something that can be arranged, but I... I'm not the person to directly talk to you about that.
Okay. All right. Well, we can talk about that off air a little bit. I think it'd be cool to have it start there, that kind of a thing.
It would be.
What do you think, Mr. Bitcoin Gandhi?
I think many things, but perhaps they are not the most important. I do have one other item of interest. We do intend to. I intend to do an imitation of the Mahatma sleep out of doors each night of the 24-day walk, as the Mahatma and his ashram did during their march.
That sounds brutal. Thank you for the call, Bitcoin Gandhi. We look forward.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending is soaring after Americans got their COVID-19 stimulus checks. The U.S. Department of Commerce says consumer spending increased in March by more than 4% last month after falling 1% in February. Economists say this is due to the $1,400 stimulus checks from Congress that boosted personal income. President Biden spending his Friday in Philadelphia promoting his new infrastructure plan, which many Republicans feel adds too much to our national debt.
I think that this rising deficit keeps most Republicans awake, and especially right now, because clearly we're seeing just an unprecedented spending spree on a lot of programs that Americans don't necessarily want or need, and it's going to land, obviously, on our children.
Republican Congressman from Texas, Kevin Brady, speaking there on MSNBC. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support Chandler PD, Gilbert PD officers, and we support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program. We're on somewhere around 200 stations nationwide. We're also on the internet, of course, and a couple of satellite channels. And you can call in and talk about, well, anything. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. The number for you to do that is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I just want to wrap up a little bit from our previous caller, Bitcoin Gandhi. You can find out more about his planned march in protest of the raids that happened here on March 16th to the Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, to Aria's house, to Renee and Andy Spinella, to here, the Free Talk Live studios. Am I missing anything?
Colleen
Fordham's
probably,
house?
Probably. Yeah, we don't even know all the places. The warrant, I believe in the hearing it said 19
Well, here I have some copy that I can just go ahead and read.
Yeah.
On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together. I like to call them terrorist agencies, but whatever. Government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham, who's a grandmother, by the way. She's like 60. She's a sweetheart, of course.
Oh, she is. She is. Yeah. You know, it's unbelievable that they would do this sort of, you know, violent thing on a grandmother. And you know, unbelievable.
It was the amount of force that they use.
Yeah.
Wholly and completely unnecessary, particularly amongst this particular group of people who are who are perhaps one step away from pacifists.
Yeah.
You know, at any rate, the Crypto Six were arrested and taken into custody. Four of them were released on bail, but Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody both remain in custody. Still. That's right. What can you do to help? You can check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund and finding out more at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't emphasize how much this is not specifically about these particular individuals. This is going to affect everybody who uses cryptocurrency and everybody who probably doesn't, because at some point you are likely to end up using cryptocurrency as well yourself. It may not be yet. It may not be today, but tomorrow. And this is going to have negative implications for you in terms of paperwork and, you know, just hassle, you know, with depending on how this court case comes out or turns out.
Yeah, I am particularly interested in what I see as a battle of definitions that is likely to occur should this make it to trial. And that is that the federal government has several definitions. The most popular one, at least in my reading of the news, is that cryptocurrency is a commodity. And that's how they recognize it. But the state of New Hampshire recognizes it as code, computer code.
Speech.
That makes it speech.
Right.
And so what is it? Is it a commodity or is it speech? Now, I tend to lean towards, because it is computer code, it is speech. And therefore, any attempt to prohibit or otherwise interfere with any sort of cryptocurrency transaction is an attack on freedom of speech. I would say the same thing if the government attempted to interfere with or prohibit any kind of music, because music is a language. Music is a form of communication. Music is speech. Right? All Bitcoin is a language that allows people to communicate value. That's it.
Yep.
So, at any rate, Bitcoin Gandhi over at BitcoinGandhi.net, and that's spelled G-A-N-D-H-I, BitcoinGandhi.net. He's planning a protest march in response to the events that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. So, at any rate, in the studio tonight, it's myself, Bonnie, and Chris. Bonnie had to step away for a segment, so we anticipate her return shortly. In the meantime, I wanted to... Sometimes I have a bit of a dark sense of humor. And in two-for-one news, this from the Washington Times, have you ever killed two birds with one stone, Chris? I mean, even figuratively, not literally,
sure,
right? You did a thing, you're like, hey, if I do this, then both of these tasks are done, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so this isn't really a task, but two people are dead as suicidal man jumps off building and lands on a woman. So his suicide turned into, I guess it can't be murder because that has to be premeditated, right? So it would be, what, manslaughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this from San Diego. A woman was killed when an apparently suicidal man jumped off a parking structure and landed on her in downtown San Diego, police said. The 30-year-old woman was walking with a man in the East Village neighborhood Sunday evening when she was hit, said Police Sergeant Dave Yu. The woman, whose name was not released, died at the scene. The man who jumped was taken to a hospital where he died. He was also not identified. That's all. That's the entire article. So, I mean, can you imagine, though, like, you know, you're suicidal and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, man. Here I go. And then you jump and then you end up killing somebody else. Like, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
You know, this has really very little to do with, like, freedom and our perspectives on liberty and, you know, peace and prosperity and that kind of thing. I just was like, I've never heard of this before. And, like, I don't necessarily, I'm not a religious dude, so I'm not like, well, you know, God made it happen. But, like, it is an interesting coincidence that a suicidal man jumps off a building and lands on a woman and kills her, and he dies as well. So, at any rate. Moving right along. You know, we talk a lot about COVID, the government's overreaction to COVID, the lockdowns, of course, the vaccines, that type of a thing here on Free Talk Live. And we've been saying for a long time, I mean, since, well, really since COVID became a thing in the United States, since it somebody detected that somebody had it here. We've been saying that, oh boy, here comes the papers, please. You're going to have to, you know, show that you've been vaccinated, etc. All of these things came to pass. All the things that we said were going to happen did indeed happen. And, of course, I've been concerned about people who don't want to either get the vaccine or mask and that kind of a thing, and what's going to happen to them as this reality continues to unfold. But this from TheBlaze.com, an Arkansas mother of five children was fired from her job after not receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. She says, they really fired me. Can you imagine getting fired because you didn't want to put a foreign substance in your body that your employer mandated? You already had the job. Now, I could see anybody coming into the job fresh, they require them to get it. But if you already have the job, I don't know, man. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on this woman who got fired for not taking...
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, come on and listen. Come on and tune in 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time for your dose of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. 6160, if you'd like to join the conversation, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Bonnie, and...
Chris.
And we were talking just at the end of the previous segment about this news of an Arkansas mother of 5 who was fired from her job because she didn't get the COVID vaccine. This says, an Arkansas woman says she was fired from her job after not receiving one of the coronavirus vaccines awarded emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration. That part's accurate. The vaccines, all 3 of them, have not been approved by the FDA. They've only been awarded emergency approval. So just put that feather in your cap for a while. What are the details? Samantha Wise... Why do these people have unfortunate names sometimes? Samantha Wise, a mother of 5 children, told KARK-TV she was fired from her job at Harvest Cannabis Dispensary in Conway on March 3rd when her supervisors became aware that she was not going to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They actually did it. They really fired me. I didn't think it was really going to happen, Wise told KARK. I knew most everybody's names that came in there. I liked managing people's day. That's my main thing in life, is to just make people smile. Wise said the vaccines make her uncomfortable, explaining she has a history of experiencing adverse reactions to medicines. I'm always that one out of every 10 or so that has a bad reaction. I'm that one. So I would just rather not, Wise said. I don't have a good reaction with a lot of medicine. I can identify with this a bit. The last time I got any sort of you know, injections, boosters, and that kind of thing. I was like, man, maybe like 19 or something. And I got a TB shot. Right, it was the last in the series of whatever shots they were giving me. And I had just a little bit of swelling. And, you know, I felt a little lightheaded for a while. And so they laid me down, you know, brought me to a different room, you know, had me lay down on a couch and just sort of watched over me for a couple hours. And eventually the thing went away. But, I mean, somebody who's sensitive to different medicines and shots and that kind of a thing, I mean, I don't think anybody should have to get this vaccine at all. If you want to get it, pick one. Go ahead and get it, right? But nobody should be forced to have to get one.
Yeah, it's. I think you know, I get the idea of selling people on, especially certain vaccines. It kind of makes sense, but forcing it is definitely not the way to go.
And
violence is not the answer.
Well, I mean, they're not forcing her violently. They're just saying that if you don't get it, you can't be employed here any longer.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to make. When the government does it, it's violent. When, you know, a company does it, it's effectively not, because she does have other options. She could always go and get another job.
That is true, but is it okay for a person who is already employed to then become fired for yes. not taking the vaccine?
Yes. Whether it's the right thing to do is a different, you know, is, I think, different. But, yeah, I mean, you can say something is wrong. You know, it's wrong to fire her, and I might agree with that, but that doesn't necessarily mean it should be illegal.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about it, because I feel like once you're employed, you know, you've already agreed to the conditions of employment, right? When you get, and for them to change that on you sort of midway through your employment, it's kind of like, you know, that Star Wars meme, we've changed the deal. Pray we don't change it any further, right?
Yeah, I mean, and contracts, you know, this all depends on what your contract is, right? I mean, if your contract with an employer and you want certain things in that contract, you know, you can potentially, theoretically, especially depending on how much you're worth to that company, get some conditions in your contract with that company. You know, and now maybe those conditions are unreasonable and that company won't hire you because you're demanding something that's unreasonable. But
yeah, it just, I don't know.
There are a lot of people out there who don't understand that they can get stuff added to their contract when they, you know, get employed.
Well, right, like a lot of employment agreements say things like, other duties as assigned.
Yep.
Right, but I don't know that that covers getting a vaccine.
Yeah.
That seems like a medical invasion to me.
I mean,
like, your employer should not have
So it may be a breach of contract, you know, at a certain point.
Like, what would be the outcry if it were not a COVID vaccine and a vaccine for something else? Right? Would this business, or would businesses consider firing somebody if, let's say, they finally developed an AIDS vaccine, right? You know, you're like, well, you know, I'm not going to get one.
I mean, at the end of the day, it all depends on what your contract says, I think, you know, as far as this sort of thing is concerned. I mean, these are things that should probably be stated in contracts.
Yeah, I agree. They should be spelled out. Sadly, the government gets in the way when these things are agreed upon, and most folks don't even bother to read their employment contracts anyway.
True.
They fill out the application, they sign the paperwork, they sign the HR stuff, and
they're just
collect their check.
They're so happy to have a job. They're relieved, and the stress is over, and they don't care, a lot of people. But I mean, the people who are, you know, pay more attention and they realize, you know, hey, you know, there are other jobs out there, you know, assuming you're willing to pursue them, you know, they can often end up in a better position than somebody who just goes with the flow.
Yeah. The article continues, I just wish it didn't have to be this way, Wise added, saying she wished her former employer would have permitted employees to make a personal decision about receiving the vaccine rather than forcing them to choose between the vaccine and the job. What did the employer say? In a lengthy statement provided to KARK, Harvest Cannabis Dispensary Executive Director Robin Rahman explained the dispensary is requiring all employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccination to protect customers, even though none of that has actually been proven. The statement read in part, Harvest has a policy of not commenting on the circumstances surrounding the termination of any employee. However, so it's going to violate its own policy. That's hilarious. However, the former employee that is the subject of KARK's story was terminated based on a number of factors, and no single factor was determinative, including whether he or she did not get a COVID vaccine. With respect to the COVID-19 vaccine, Harvest takes very seriously its obligation to maintain a safe environment for its patients and also its employees. This obligation has never been more relevant than over the past year, during which every city, big and small, has been in the grips of a deadly pandemic. No, it hasn't. This, I can't even call what COVID-19 is a pandemic. That is a misconstrued word for what it is. Harvest is a medical facility, and many of its patients suffer from serious medical conditions and are considered high risk. Is it legal? Chris Burks, an Arkansas employment attorney, told KRK the dispensary's actions are legal. In Arkansas, your employer can fine you for not taking the vaccine unless there is an issue with a medical issue or a religious belief. Well, she already said that she has a medical reason for not taking that because she's one of the person that has bad reactions to shots of a wide variety of things. So I suspect a lawsuit is going to ensue for this particular individual and their employer, provided, of course, you know, I don't know how much dispensaries pay in Arkansas. I know they're not the highest paying jobs in most big cities, but I suspect a lawsuit may be forthcoming. Your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't see. I can't imagine that there isn't some sort of lawsuit gonna occur here. But I don't know if I don't know if the lawsuit is the right approach. I mean, do you really want to be working for a company, you know, that has these policies in the first place? There are other jobs out there, and I think personally, I would have just pursued something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's the course of action that I would take. But also, like, if I've been wronged, I'm certainly going to stand up for myself in some way, shape, or form.
I'm not sure if I don't know if I would consider myself to have been wronged here, so I don't know.
More Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.